We are learning Mishnah Zuma, Daf Chavava and Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah Chavava and Beis. Tamid Karav Betisha. The Karav Tamid needs 9 Kahanim for it. Are you going to ask me? It says in the last Mishnah 13. So it means from after Sheikhet Zerik, Medashen, Mizbech Pri, Medashen Menaira, which is 4. After that, we start counting the 9. The 9 are 6 for the limbs of the Mizbech and the insides, 5 for the limbs and 1 for the Kervayim. That's 6. Echel Asilis, 1 for the Asilis, 1 for Chavitim, and 1 for the Yayin, which is altogether 9. And Rashi speaks out, it's not like a Blessed Yaakov holds, there's another Kayin who brings up from the Kevish to Mizbeach. So that's why it's only 9. That's what Rashi speaks out. Tamid Karav Betisha. By Asara, it's possible that sometimes they have Asara, 10, we'll see how. Bachara, sometimes 11. Vishneimash, sometimes 12. Le Pachas Leis, it's not possible, less or more. Ketzad. Atzmoy Betes. The Karav Tamid itself is 9, like we just spoke out, how it's 9. 5 for the Varim, the Kervayim is 6, Asilis, the Chavitim and the Yayin are 3 is 9, not like a Blessed Yaakov. That's 9. Bechag on Yontav of Sukkot, v'yav echas tuchas shamayim. Another kohen came and brought the jug of water for nisach hamayim. Harei kan asara. Bein arbayim, a regular day in the evening. Ba'achar asa, the 11 people doing, 11 kahanim doing the talmud shomer arbayim, because hu atzav etesha, it itself was a 9. And v'shnayim, b'yontav shtei gzira etzim, and 2 brought the 2 gzira etzim, the 2 logs of wood to put on the mizbeach. So that's 11. B'shabbos, on Shabbos, ba'achad asa, who on Shabbat is also supposed to have 11 on even the morning. Who asked my betisha? B'shnayim biyadam shnei b'zich levoina. It itself was 9, and then 2 with the shnei b'zich levoina. There's 2 cups of spices that were on the shulchan, and that was matir to eat lechem upon him. So that was every Shabbos. B'shnayim biyadam shnei b'zich levoina shlechem upon him. Over Shabbos shechag on Shabbos on Sukkot in the morning when you have already 11 because you have 2 cups of spices. So that's you have a possibility of having 12 on Shabbos.
So why don't you have 13?
Because you don't bring the Shnei B'zichah Levoina on the Ben Abayim. So you only have 11 Abayim. You only have 11 Ben Abayim. You don't have Shnei B'zichah Levoina, so that's why you can't have. The only time you have 12 is Shabbos in the morning. We have 2 B'zichah Levoina and you have Stucha Shalmayim. Omar of Abba v'teim Dr. Gemara. Omar of Abba v'teim Rambam Chama v'teim Rav Yechon. Eim nas chamayim v'chag el v'tomen shal shachar. Nisach chamayim is only in the morning. It's not in the evening on Sukkot. You ever wondered when does nisach chamayim on Sukkot? It's only in the morning, not in the evening. Memai, what's the raya? Medikoni, our mission is a raya. Medikoni v'shabbos v'seicha chag v'yad echas lecha shamayim. V'yisagadayt v'tomen shal abayim v'tomen shal abayim. It's possible to have 12 on every day in Sukkot. It's possible to have 12 every day of Sukkot. If there's a Nisach HaMayim in the evening, you can have 12 every day of Sukkot. 9 plus 2 for 11 plus 1 for Nisach HaMayim. So if Nisach HaMayim is in the evening, you always can have 12 every day, not only on Shabbos. You can have every day, not only Shabbos on the Chag. Every day of Chag you can have 12. Why? Ben Abayim, 2 for plus Nisach HaMayim. So it must be what? That there's no Nisach HaMayim in the evening. Amar Rav Ashi, Afanayim and Tanina. I'll bring a raya also from a Mishnah, a very famous Mishnah in Sukkah. In the Tzedukim held that there's no such thing as Nisach HaMayim. Said, Nisach HaMayim? Where is the Nisach HaMayim Torah? I don't see Nisach HaMayim Torah anymore. We know Chazal, Darshan from the word, end of the words, Mayim, that they Darshan Nisach HaMayim. The Tzedukim didn't hold of it. So if a Kohen was a Tzeduki, he poured it on his legs. He didn't pour it onto the Mizbech. He didn't hold of it. So there was the Mishnah says, well, Nasir Omer, the one who needs Mayim, you tell him, Hag ba yodcha, pick up your hands when you're pouring. I want to see where you're pouring. Shepam achas, one time, Nisach Gabi Raglov, which is Stuki, he poured on his feet, and the Eilim Chap, Varagmu kola ombis regain, and everyone stoned him with their esroigim. Shema mino, you see it was in the morning. Why? Because why does the Mishnah say that it's a mitzvah? Why does the Mishnah say that it's a it's Vesrei Gehim. What's the difference of what it was? Mm-hmm. The Mishnah was teaching us Dafka in the morning. When you bring it, when you shake it, Lulav and Esrei, Danchi Shalayim, we'll talk about it in a second. Right, so we'll talk about it in a second. The Halal usually is in the morning. And therefore, it's a Rai. Why did it say Esrei? To teach us this thing that Dafka, Nisach HaMayim, Dafka in the morning. The Tosh Shalom Daka asked that the Anche Yerushalayim used to hold the Lulavim the whole day. And therefore, they asked, the lechayer was the raya. So the Mishnah answers that they were in the Azara in the afternoon. So that's why it's still that the Mishnah is saying that the stone of the Esrei game is a raya that Nisach HaMayim is dafka in the morning. Shema Amidah. Tanya. We learned in Ebraisa. Rav Shimon ben Yechoy Yomar. Menayil and Tomat Shaben Abayim Shaton Shnei Gzira Eitzim B'Shnei Kahanim. How do you know? See, the halacha is in the morning, the Shnei Gzira Eitzim are brought to who brings the Yeris in the morning? Who brings it? The one who is Zeicher Tumas Hadashan, the Kohen. The Kohen who is Zeicher Tumas Hadashan, he brings the Shaykh Yeris in. How many Kohanim? One. In the evening, there's two Kohanim. So how do you know that? The morning, it's one Kohanim for Shaykh Yeris in. In the evening, it's two. And we had it in Masechta Shkolim also, that there's two Kohanim bring Shaykh Yeris in. That means Dafka Shem Barabayim. Now, how do you know the difference? That's what Shem Barabayim is teaching us now. Menayim Tumas Barabayim is Tumas Shaykh Yeris in. Shaykh Yeris in, there's two Kohanim. Shinema, it says in the Pasuk. V'nostu bnei aharon hakoyen eisha al mezbeach v'orchu orchu losh rabim v'orchu etzim al eish. The kahanim will be orch the etzim al eish, which is two kahanim. And doesn't say the word baika there. Shem eina inyan tamen shel shachar dechsev a different pasuk. Uvir aleha koyen etzim abayka abayker v'orach aleha. It says in the other pasuk where it's abayka, and there it says uvir. Don't say biru. Tenu inyan tamen shel abayim. Other pasuk v'orchu to go tamen shel abayim. It's just there's two kahanim doing the shteg zir etzim in the evening. Freit the Gemara, v'ayim be'idir idir b'tamut shoshach. I mean, both psukim, both the pasuk of Aruchu and the pasuk of Vier are both in the morning. V'amar achmana avid v'had avid. Then the Torah says to do one zir etzim with one kayin, the two zir etzim with one kayin, and then two with two kayin in the morning. Freit the Gemara, if that was true, if the both psukim do in the morning, k'ein name akra o beer a beer. If you say both things are beer. And here it says, "Obiru of Arhu," so it sounds like it's not in the morning. Frate Gemara, because I want a beer, have a mina chad in Trey Loy. That's why it says Arhu. Teach us two. Kamash Lon, the Nevet Chad, the Nevet Trey. In the morning, one Kayan brings two, and then two Kayan bring two. So maybe still, they're both in the morning. So I don't know. If they're both in the morning, he came in there, Kro, Obiru of Viru. The first one says Vir, and next one says Viru, a Lashon Rabbim. Inami Va'arach Va'arachu. Va'arach is Lashon Yachid Va'arachu Lashon Rabbim. Maya Bia Va'arachu, it must be two different times. Shema Minok the Amino. That in the morning was Ubier, or it says Vira Biker. There's only one Kayim brought Shteg Zira Eitzim. And the Pasuk Va'arachu Eitzim, which is two Kahanim, is going on Tamach Ben Abayim. So that's Halakha L'maisa, that in the morning the Kayim brings Eitzim, two Eitzim, one Kohen brings two Eitzim, and like we learned before, the one who won the pious with Shumas Hadeshan got that job as well, that Kohen. And in the evening, you had two Kohanim with Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Zot Gemara Vayit, and Pashas, there was a pious for that. Look at Tosis Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph that talks about it. Pashas, there was a special pious for that, and I guess the pious was in the morning. Who should get those two Gzirei Eitzim? Zogt Gemara, Tani Rab Chia, Pious Pum Yagimel. The morning pious, we learned the Mishnah before. You know, here our Mishnah called it nine, but now we're counting the full number. And the Mishnah said before, the second pious was 13 Kohanim won that pious. Pum Yudal, sometimes it's 14. When is it 14? If it's on Sukkot, there's another Kohanim who brings the Sukkot Shalmayim. Pum Tesvav, sometimes it's Tesvav. When is that? That's on Shabbos. Where Shtei B'zichel Levayna. Pa'amim tezayin, and sometimes it's 16. When is that? Is Shabbos Shvechachag? You have an extra three kahanim, mayim and two bezich levayim. Vayti Gemara v'atanya tezayin. There's a brayse that says there's 17. There's an extra kain. Altogether four more kahanim. What's that case? So to Gemara, ahi the loyker Rav Lezer v'Yakov, ella k'Rav Yehuda. If there's a brayse that says that there's 17, that's not like Elazar Yaakov, only like Rav Yehuda. Because they hold that there's an extra kayin to bring up a kevesh, to bring up the evar from the kevesh to the Mizbeach. Remember we said, we learned the Mishnah here on top of Ram, we said, it's not going according to Elazar Yaakov, because we said, what?
You said the Likur.
No, I know, but here's like Rav Yehuda, because there's like Rav Yehuda, and you have 18. You have one for Macht also. Here's a 17, because it's the extra one who holds that you bring up a kevesh to the Mizbeach. So it's like Elizabeth, it's not like Elizabeth Yaakov, because Elizabeth Yaakov, there's no one to bring the kevesh to the Mizbeach. That was the Mishnah over here, on top of Ram, was like Elizabeth Yaakov. You don't bring up, you don't have anyone, it's the same kind of bringing kevesh to the Mizbeach. This bride says, like Elizabeth Yaakov, there is a special kohen, one kohen, it's a riot, the Rashi, there's one kohen bringing it up. That's why there's a Yud Zayin as one kohen to bring it up. The Ritual will answer that if one kohen wins and he'll schlep along the people next to him. Al Kaponim, but Elok Rav Yehuda, and like Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda holds that there's no pious for Machta. So the Mishnah Vayta. So that was a Tamid. A regular Tamid is used as a sheep, it's called a keves, a tle, is brought for a Tamid. There's another type of carving another type of animal called the ayil, that's usually a musaf, and there's a par for musaf. They need a little more kahanim to do the job. Ayil, korov ba'achad asa, or ayil is done with 11 kahanim. Why? That same thing like a tle. Then our kavayim, the last three have two of each, shnayim, shnayim, which is altogether six. So 6 plus 5 is 11. So how many more is ayil than the kavis? How many more? Two more. The problem is, it should be three more. Because the kervayim were two, so it was two, yayim were two. So it should be three more. So what's the pshat? So, because...
9 and
11. What? Yeah, but 9 and 11 is two more. But we said there were three things that were more. The kervayim had two kahanim, the soils had two kahanim, yayim had two kahanim. Now shaking there, kervayim, soils, yayim, well, they want kahanim. So it should be three more kahanim. It should be 12. It's a great kasha. The answer is very simple. If you look back at the Mishnah, what are the 9 kahanim for? There's 5 evarim, 1 for a kavayim. Then it says, soiles, chavitim, and yayim. Chavitim. Chavitim was a carpet you brought half in the morning, half in the evening. But you didn't bring it for ayil, you didn't bring it for musaf. So it's minus chavitim, and 3 more, that equals altogether 11. Zogte gemara vayta. It's Mishnah vayta. So this is Mishnah vayta. Par karav esmerba, a par, which was one of the musafim, that needs 24 kahanim. Why? Harosh v'aregel is not with one kain, it's with harosh v'echad v'aregel v'shnayim, altogether 3. Ha'ukitz v'aregel, instead of being one, it's ha'ukitz v'shnayim, the tail with 2, v'aregel v'shnayim, and the left leg with 2. Ha'chazah v'hagera, the chest and the whole neck with all the lave and everything. Ha'chazah v'echad v'hagera v'shloisha, there's another 4 right there. Shtei yadayim is v'shnayim, there's another 2. V'shtei defon is 2 flankins v'shnayim, 2. V'akavayim v'asos v'yayim v'shloisha, 3 each. So if you count the 5 Evarim and the Kervayim, there's 18 Kahanim doing that. Then Soils and Yayin is 3 each, is 6 plus 18 is 24. So Ayil is 11, and a Par is 24 Kahanim doing it. Medvarim Urim, the Kavanah Sibur, Avukarman Yachid, all these things that you need 24 Kahanim, or 13, or 11, all these things, only by Kavanah Sibur. Avukarman Yachid, and Rats Lahakriv Makriv. If you bring a Karman Yachid, you can point your Kayin, Your friend, a Yankee Kayin, no problem, you give him the whole thing. He can do the whole job himself. That's the halacha. You don't need a pious for that. And Ratz al-Hakr, Hefshet ha-Metucha shalev el-Shavim. And Hefshet ha-Metucha, which means skinning the animal and cutting it up, that everyone agrees can be done with a Zar and not a Kayin. That means Shavim. Every Karman Tzim HaKal Yachad, can be done on a day a Zar, doesn't have to be done on a day a Kayin. So what did it say about Karban Yachid? There's no pious in a Karban Yachid. So Moshe Yassi, that's a good kasha. He asked me that based on a base, the Gemara there says, a kasha that maybe you have to be, separate 7 days before Karban Yachid. And Rashi says there that the Gemara says, Miyadina means, how do you know who's going to get the thing? So Rashi says, Valoya, they pious are you Oivdim. And go on a Karban Yachid. Freak the Riri Landau over here, that's a steer to here. Here's Masha, there's no pious in the Mishnah. If it's the re-landau, it's only if I tell which kohen to do. I tell Yankee kohen, you want to do it. Let's say a kohen brings in Yachi, says, you want anyone to take it? No, I don't care. Then there is a pious taka. So there is a pious, it's possible a pious for Yachid, a lottery for Yachid, if he doesn't pick out a kohen. But if he picks out a kohen, he's right to pick out a kohen for everything.